Thus Master Yahuwah showed me, behold, he formed locusts in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth, and behold, it was the latter growth after the king's harvest. When they finished eating the grass of the land, then I said, Master Yahuwah, forgive, I beg you. How could Jacob stand? For he is small. Yahuwah relented concerning this. It shall not be, says Yahuwah. Thus Master Yahuwah showed me. Behold, Yahuwah called for judgment by fire, and it dried up the great deep, and would have devoured the land. Then I said, Master Yahuwah, stop, I beg you. How could Jacob stand? For he is small. Master Yahuwah relented concerning this. This also shall not be, says Yahuwah. Thus he showed me, behold, Yahuwah stood beside a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. Yahuwah said to me, Amos, what do you see? I said, a plumb line. Then Yahuwah said, behold, I will set a plumb line in the middle of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. The high places of Isaac will be desolate, the sanctuaries of Israel will be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the middle of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. Amos says, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of his land. Amaziah also said to Amos, you seer, go, flee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there, but don't prophesy again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a royal house. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a farmer of sycamore figs. And Yahuwah took me from following the flock, and Yahuwah said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore listen to Yahuwah's word. You say, don't prophesy against Israel, and don't preach against the house of Isaac. Therefore Yahuwah says, your wife shall be a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be divided by line, and you yourself shall die in a land that is unclean, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of his land.